Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I was on the farm last week, and early this week. My timing was right. I wanted to be there for the corn planting. We finished and started on soybeans. I have never seen the seeds go in the ground under better conditions. The rich black dirt was not cloddy, not too wet. It would crumble in your bare hands. The day I got to the farm, the corn was not up. But when I left this week, I could row it. To look at those green sprouts puking up out of that rich earth is a beautiful sight. And think about all the time and effort and money spent in getting the crop this far. Last fall, we put lime on some fields where the soil test told us that it was needed. We applied phosphate and potash at just the right amount to meet fertility needs. With GPS and accurate soil tests, we could apply the right amount in the right places. That's precision farming. We knifed into the soil honey from our hog barns, and that's a powerful fertilizer. And finally, anhydrous ammonia was our source of nitrogen put on the fields. We did all of that last fall, and we won't see any return on our investment until this fall. And when the corn gets up a foot high this spring, we'll spray for weeds with genetically engineered seeds. We don't use anywhere near the amount of spray that we did 30 years ago. The critics of GE crops are making a big mistake. GE allows us to dramatically reduce the amount of chemicals to grow a crop. We don't use the energy either. In days back, we would have to cultivate the growing crop twice, and we would still have weeds and grass in the corn rows. Farmers are better stewards of their land than they have ever been. We have technology that makes it possible. We value our land and livestock, and that's how we make our living. Of course, there are exceptions, but I can't imagine a farmer mistreating his animals. I love our pigs. They're beautiful, so healthy. They're gaining weight and growing faster than I have ever seen. Sometimes I think it may be the feed. It's a balanced ration, corn, soybean meal, and distiller's dried grain. Distiller's dried grain is a high-protein feed left over after making ethanol out of corn. It has become a very popular and valuable livestock feed. Watching the 2015 crop grow this summer will be exciting, and I'm sure we'll be praying for rain in July. It's in God's hands now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.